New York City has spawned so many romantic comedies that it deserves another. Here, Sleeping the Other People has a very New Yorker feel to it. It's got Adam Scott and Jason Sudeikis and Alison Brie and Amanda Peet, and the jokes are funny. It's the kind of movie that was made by somebody that has a New York sensibility. It's Wry, W-R-Y, and it's the kind of movie you can imagine that's made with a millennial sensibility, that those who you keep at your emotional core are not the people that you involve in casual sort of Tinder-y sex with, so that this movie involves two people who build an emotional closeness and while sort of displaying physical affection for others. And I guess this would be the sort of imaginary sort of love story or Prince Charming sort of type of mythology that would grow up in an era in which most sort of teenagers would have already sort of connected physically with anybody they wanted to by the use of social media apps. So it's a throwback movie in that way, but it's also a very timely movie in that sense, if you take it and transpose it. Other than that, it also has solid references, kind of like Ready Player One, that you had to live through the 80s in order to get all the references in that book. Here, if you aren't really familiar with New Yorkers and sort of the 1980s a little bit, there's some in-jokes, the music. There's stuff that's going on here that isn't just a reference, that they know what it must have been like to have been of the age group of Jason Sudeikis and Amanda Peet and Alison Brie, but that you can get a sense that the actors took some authorship as well, and director Leslie Headland, who did the very funny Bachelorette movie a couple of years ago, 2012, and also the remake About Last Night, the sort of African-American Kevin Hart remake of About Last Night with Rob Lowe. So she's doing throwback 80s kind of movies for the millennial age, and she succeeds with this one, and her actors are very fun to watch under her direction. So enjoy.